Thank you, Damien, and good evening. A traffic stop in Ferndale led to a search warrant conducted by the County Drug Task Force and the arrest of two men, a father and son. Deputies arrested 41-year-old Colin Town and 18-year-old Gabriel Town and cited 52-year-old Francine Town after a search of their residence in the 1700 block of Market Street in Ferndale. Agents found an indoor marijuana grow with more than 450 plants, evidence of a suspected hash lab, and evidence indicating drug sales activity. It began with a traffic stop by a Ferndale police officer who smelled the odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. A search turned up a quarter pound of packaged bud and $2,200 in cash. The officer also found .22 caliber ammunition, rounds that Colin Town was banned from possessing due to a previous felony conviction. The two men were booked into county jail on cultivation, possession, and possession for sale charges, and the mother was cited and released to care for the family's other children. Administrators and staff at College of the Redwoods formally unveiled two new academic buildings in the center of campus as the beginning of a new semester gets closer. The two new humanities and science buildings feature classrooms, labs, and faculty offices. School President Kathy Smith said in a statement that the new facilities will give students greater opportunities for a successful educational experience at CR. The buildings were financed with just over $26 million in state funds and just over $3 million in Measure Q bond monies. Smith also pointed out that the school's accreditation status has improved greatly over the past 2 years, and that renegotiated contracts of salary concessions with the faculty and support staff unions, along with voluntary salary reductions from the Board of Trustees and administrators, have helped ensure the school's long-term fiscal stability. The retirement of the president of the Del Norte County Red Cross office will lead to the consolidation of the Del Norte and Humboldt County Red Cross chapters. Dave Bostetter, who has served as chapter president in Del Norte for 14 years, announced his retirement effective today. And in an effort to better use its resources, the two chapters will now be run out of the Eureka office. Executive director of the Consolidated Red Cross chapters will be Barbara Caldwell, who heads up the Eureka office. The Red Cross office in Crescent City will remain open and will be staffed by local volunteers supported by paid staff from the Eureka chapter. The Corral Fire, burning to the east of Hoopa in the Trinity Alps, has burned nearly 3,000 acres and attracted the attention of more than 300 personnel, including helicopters, an air tanker, and bulldozers. The Corral Fire is burning in the old Megrim Fire area that scorched the region in 1999. The fire is moving northeasterly, and backing fires have been set to the south and west to contain the spread in those directions. Smoke and air quality remain a concern. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Search and rescue personnel from the Sheriff's Office are searching an area outside of Orleans for missing hiker and camper Anna Maria Rodriguez, who was reported missing by her family on Wednesday. Rodriguez had told her brother she planned on spending time camping and hiking in an area about 3 miles from Orleans, something she has done twice in the past. This time, however, she failed to show up at the designated meeting, which was last week. Rodriguez took camping equipment, food, clothes, and the cell phone, although the cell phone has been turned off. Rodriguez is an adult female, 5'5", 180 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 1400 block of East Street in Eureka on Wednesday. The search warrant was obtained during a follow-up on an unrelated neighborhood complaint, which led detectives to a suspected marijuana grow. An indoor grow was found on site, and more than 380 plants were confiscated, along with 15 opium poppy plants being grown. Two people at the residence were interviewed and released, and no arrests have been made at this time. And a reminder that you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.